You first walk into an open room. First object you see is a birch bark canoe built by a local builder. When we name the exhibit, The Art of Hunting and Fishing, the Outdoor Experience, a canoe like this, a hand-built, the one piece of birch bark kind of represents that outdoor experience. It can be used as a means of transportation for a hunter or a fisherman, or simply as an object by itself. We turn to the right, and then we go into two of the main galleries at this point. We walk into the main gallery here, and you'll see a number of works around the wall representing a number of different mediums. Let's talk about this one. Right now we're standing in front of a watercolor by Chet Renison, a well-known, nationally known, probably internationally known watercolor artist. The scene in front of us shows a duck hunter. His dog is at his side. He's in a little duck boat hidden in the marsh. It's snowy. You can look at that weather and just know it's November. It's late season. There's some decoys on the water and a flock of northern ducks coming through, and he's ready at the moment that he'll rise up and either hit or miss the ducks. And I look at that as a duck hunter, and I just feel the chill that the hunter feels alone in the marsh late November with winter coming on and the last ducks heading south and being part of it all.
I'm Ken Juwan. I'm the president of the board of directors of ArtStart. A lot of objects that are used, not only hunting, fishing, but everyday objects, you know, if taken out of context and placed in a museum setting, allows you to really see the form as well as the function. And they become works of art, or at least they allow you to see them as works of art in and of themselves. And we have a lot of that here as well. This is a restored Old Town canoe built in 1935. It was built for Sigurd Olson's company here in Wisconsin. Sigurd Olson is a very well-known nationalist and writer. This canoe was restored by Dave Osborne at Boulder Junction. And it's significant, and the reason why it's here is for two reasons. Again, it's a beautiful canoe and beautifully restored, beautiful lines. It's fully wooden canoe. And also for the historical value of the Sigurd Olson connection. So we have some documentation on the wall that goes along with that. So the symbol, the little arrowhead at the front of the canoe, is the symbol of his company. And this was his one of his canoes. In the next room, we have some really, really interesting local artists as well. These three pieces were done by Cheryl Campbell, who is a Rhinelander native and working artist here in Rhinelander. This is a chainsaw sculpture. She does this work with a chainsaw. The first one here that we're looking at is an owl that she's carved out of a piece of white pine. The white pine is approximately a foot thick, and you can actually see the trunk as the base. The owl then is on top of it, either landing or getting ready to fly. Its wings are extended. It's done in a realistic and yet an abstract style. Effects of the chainsaw, the bite of the chainsaw, is very evident, you know, in the work.
You see on the right as you come in a shelf of working decoys, the original tool of the duck hunters, and some of those are factory decoys, some hand-carved, but they represent antique decoys and provide a nice counter to the decorative decoys that are also in this room, so you can look across the room and see the evolution of a working tool of a decoy to the decorative decoys that were designed for museums and galleries and collections. Very, very realistic to the point where a lot of people think they are going to get up and fly.
We want to bring in people who may not have responded to the visual arts at all. This show, I think, it's accessible enough. It is a topic of interest to a large number of people in this area, that people are going to come in relating to the hunting and fishing aspect. What they're going to find is work that they're going to be able to relate to, but they're also going to see some other things that's going to stretch them. The second aspect of it is that having work on loan from well-known collectors and from the Leahkee Woodson Museum is really a major validation of what we're doing, you know, that we have a quality facility, that we are able to display art in a professional manner, that it's going to be a worthwhile experience, you know, to come in and view it in what really is a museum quality venue here.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. maybe going fishing too. Let your life, your sweet wife, catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby.